This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Spring is in the air around the country. In Washington, D.C., the cherry blossoms are about to bloom and the city is once again buzzing with visitors. At the American Farm Bureau, they're grateful to be hosting guests again as Farm Bureau members from across the country return to Washington to meet with lawmakers and engage on issues impacting farms and ranches. Next week, agriculture will take center stage in our nation's capital for locals and tourists alike with the first ever Ag on the Mall event in celebration of National Ag Day. Along with other organizations and companies across agriculture, Farm Bureau is excited to take part in sharing agriculture's sustainability story on the National Mall, March 21st and 22nd. National Ag Day is a great opportunity for farmers and ranchers to share our story and connect with consumers. And this year, the latest in agricultural innovation and sustainability practices will be front and center on America's front lawn as we celebrate how agriculture is growing a climate for tomorrow. If you are in Washington next week, I hope you'll put a visit to this event at the top of your list, along with a visit to the American Farm Bureau offices. But wherever the first week of spring finds you, and I suspect that it might be on the tractor seat with many of you about to kick off the planting season, I hope you will also take some time to share your farm story with folks off the farm, whether down the road or across the country. U.S. agriculture has a great story to share, especially when it comes to how we are growing a climate for tomorrow. We are leading the way, reducing our per-unit emissions, embracing innovation and new practices, and increasing our use of renewable energy. Growing a climate for tomorrow isn't just about environmental sustainability, however. We must ensure that agriculture remains economically sustainable as well. We need to introduce young people to the abundance of careers in agriculture, from animal care to technology to farm management. And we need investment in research to continually improve and advance farming practices. Agriculture depends on hardworking, innovative men and women to help us do better every day at growing our nation's food, fiber, and fuel. The challenging times at our home with rising supply costs and the heartbreaking events abroad are stark reminders of how important food security is. The last 2 years shine a spotlight on American agriculture and how it touches all our lives on and off the farm. Consumers have grown in their trust in farmers and ranchers as they have seen how we rise to the challenge, still farming in even the hardest of times. Let's keep building on that trust and work together to build a brighter future. Let's not forget that the story of American agriculture is still being written. It's being written each day as we rise to care for our land and animals. It's being written with the policies we advocate for and against to ensure you can pass your farm on to the next generation. It's being written as we adapt to meet today's challenges and embrace new ideas and innovations. And it will continue to be written by the generations to come. From all of us at Farm Bureau, thank you for all you do and happy National Ag Day. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, is seeking entrepreneurs to apply online for the 2023 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Now in its ninth year, this national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies developing innovative solutions to challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Farm Bureau is offering $165,000 in startup funds throughout the course of the competition, which will culminate in the top 10 semifinalists competing in a live pitch competition in front of Farm Bureau members, investors, and industry representatives at the AFBF convention in January 2023 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Hurricanes, wildfires, and droughts, oh my! Not only was 2021 defined by lingering COVID-19 pandemic market effects and widespread supply chain woes, 20 weather and climate disasters, each with damages over $1 billion, struck the U.S. coast to coast last year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that 2021 was the third costliest disaster year ever, with an estimated $145 billion in total economic losses, behind only 2017's $346 billion and 2005's $244 billion. With over 680 lives lost, these disasters will haunt impacted communities for years to come. Though a distant second for now to the humanitarian crisis brought on by the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, the market volatility occurring along with it has many worried about how rising commodity prices will affect those outside of the region. As is well known, Ukraine is a powerhouse producer and exporter of some key agricultural products. The country is a market mover in the crops and countries in which it trades, so disruptions in the Ukrainian market are having ripple effects across the world. The growing global concern is that the prolonged absence of Ukrainian products on the global market will lead to additional suffering in the form of food price crises in countries not directly involved in the conflict. As the process to write the 2023 Farm Bill begins, the Agriculture Committee should address climate policy in a producer-focused way, said Chuck Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives and a co-chair of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, on Wednesday in Washington. Connor's remarks came during testimony at a House Agriculture Committee hearing to review the role of Agriculture Department programs in addressing climate change. Truck drivers are critical for transporting farm commodities, inputs, and food throughout Illinois and the nation. The IAA Foundation is pleased to administer the Driving Agriculture Forward Scholarship to help offset the cost of needed commercial truck driver training and ensure more well-trained, safe drivers are available. In late 2021, the Illinois Farm Bureau committed to funding the Driver Agriculture Forward Program Scholarship. This donor agreement will continue for the next 5 years. Applicants enrolled or planning to enroll in a commercial driver training program at an Illinois community college are encouraged to apply. Five $1,000 scholarships will be awarded every 3 months and are based on the Illinois Farm Bureau region where the applicant resides. All applicants must be Illinois residents and must provide proof of enrollment during the corresponding award cycle. Additionally, an endorsement is required from a farmer, County Farm Bureau leader, agribusiness, or food processing business. Full eligibility guidelines and the link to apply is available on the foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2022-23 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@gomadison.com. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 25th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.